Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Hurricane Gustav asks the question, do I stay or do I go? It's an existential question for anyone living on the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Gustav, a Category 3 hurricane, approaches and hits the land. And we have on the line with us someone who made the decision to stay, as well as someone who made the decision to leave. Staying in New Orleans is Lolis Eric Eli, Metro columnist for the Times-Picayune. Lolis, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, John.
And someone who decided to leave is Michael Rushing, who's the manager of the Cigar Factory stores in New Orleans' French Quarter. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Michael, where are you right now?
Right now I'm actually in Houston, Texas.
I see. So you're quite a ways away.
Yes.
All right. So, well, I'll talk quickly from you, Michael. Why did you decide to leave? And then I'm going to ask Lolis why he decided to stay. Michael, you first.
And along with the ownership at the Cigar Factory in New Orleans, we felt to ourselves that we can actually put the business in the right situation to where if something on the level of Katrina actually came at New Orleans, we need to be able to really just make the best business decision of trying to get our more important product out of the store and actually just take it out of harm's way. And so that's what we did. I mean, as much as we want to make sure we stay near to New Orleans, but we just felt as far as after Katrina that we needed to actually do that.
Lolis, so why did you stay? I know you're a columnist, so on some level the answer is sort of obvious.
Well, the other thing is that the decision was easy initially because my sister works for the Department of Health and Human Services. They were told at first that they had to stay. Then they relaxed it to say that she had to work an overnight shift ending at 6 a.m. yesterday. So the whole time that I thought I needed to be here with her, I was making provisions for how to see to it that we'd be as safe as possible and consider leaving. But then a couple of things dawned on me. One is that during Hurricane Katrina, the water level in the city was equivalent to the water level in Lake Pontchartrain, meaning those areas that did not flood then were unlikely to flood now. And I live on high ground near the French Quarter. And the combination of the fact that I wanted to be with my sister and that it didn't appear as though things would be any worse in my part of the city, and the fact that the story is here, those three things combined to keep me here.
Well, I address a question when we have two guests to one person, but this question is deliberately to both of you, and I want you to answer right away. Is there a kind of New Orleans macho about if you stayed or if you went during a storm, in the aftermath of a storm?
Not anymore, I don't think. I think Katrina killed that. But the other thing is that the conversation about leaving is relatively recently as storms have increased in intensity and frequency. When I was a kid, that might have been, there's a famous story about some folks on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi who had a hurricane party. Everybody was so drunk that when they got drowned, nobody knew what was going on. I don't think that anyone has that kind of callous attitude anymore.
Michael, are you concerned that, in the aftermath of Katrina, there was an enormous amount of damage that accrued to businesses from, looters and other kinds of situations just related to the neglect of retail establishments? Are you worried about any of that in this case?
As far as our business, no. We actually are a cigar factory, and we manufacture all of our own cigars, the only one of its kind within the state of Louisiana. But we just really don't have things such as, TVs and those typical things that looters actually go for. So for us, we never thought of being susceptible to it. But for us, it was no problem for us to take off because right after the hurricane, I felt we came back fairly soon, within a month of when it actually last occurred. So it's to us, Houston to us is not very far. to actually just making that commute back.
Last question to both of you. I mean, and it sort of occurred to me as Lolis was talking there a moment ago. I mean, really, this, you've all been through hurricanes before, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a kind of a ritual about when the storm comes, here's what we're going to do, here's what they say, here's we stay, we go. Katrina has totally changed that. As this storm arrives, it seems like everyone has behaved very differently than they ever did in the past. Michael?
They have, and I think just because of the intensity of the storms that are supposedly coming toward New Orleans, and some people just really can't take that chance. And as far as, you know, with when things go over level 3, you guys can expect levees to give away possibly. And some people just cannot make that choice, especially if you're in those low-lying areas.
Right.
So that's why I think where everything gets thrown out the window as far as the everyone staying here in New Orleans, you know, becomes.
It's a different world. Lolis, you get the last word.
Well, things have gotten a lot more intense these days because our coast has eroded. People, even if they don't know the science, know that they need to be more concerned than they used to be.
Wow. Lolis Eric Eli, Metro columnist for the Times-Picayune, and Michael Rushing, manager of the Cigar Factory stores in New Orleans, French Quarter. Thanks to both of you, and good luck.
My pleasure.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
And now, headlines from Femi Oke.
Thank you very much, John. 21 minutes to the top of the hour. The rain started in New Orleans and forecasters say that Hurricane Gustav's expected to make landfall west of New Orleans in the next few hours. The storm's 150 miles an hour winds make it a Category 3 hurricane. New Orleans Governor Bobby Jindal says that nearly 2 million people have evacuated. There's a curfew in place for the 10,000 or so who remain in the city, and police are patrolling the streets to prevent looting. Hurricane Gustav is affecting the Republicans' National Convention plans in St. Paul because of the storm. Events today have been scaled back to less than 3 hours and primarily will focus on the legally required business of moving the official nomination of John McCain forward. President Bush and Vice President Cheney have cancelled their appearances, and President Bush is heading to Texas today to keep an eye on the government's response to Gustav. European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels this morning to discuss the crisis in relations with Russia following the recent war in Georgia. The current holder of the EU presidency is France. Eric Chevalier from the French Foreign Ministry is keen to emphasise that the European Union is a force to be reckoned with.
In terms of demography, we are 3.5 bigger than Russia. In terms of economics, we are 15 times, and they know that. I mean, there is a time where I think Russian authorities will understand that on the midterm, long term, they have full interest in having good relationship with Europe, as we have interest in having good relationship with Russia.
Russia might not be interested in that good relationship. Their foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, in response to the meeting, warned that if the US and her allies continue to support Georgia, it would be a mistake, and I quote, of historic proportions.
Interesting. The EU is also talking about an alternative pipeline from Turkey to go around the Russians. Thanks, Femi.
You're welcome.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.